Benvenuti! Alright ragazzi, let's talk about Milan's frustrating loss to Bologna. Un risultato davvero amaro for the rossoneri. It was one of those games where the defensive lapses and wasted chances really came back to haunt them. Milan lined up in a 4-2-3-1 formation, but with a few tweaks. We had Yunus Musa playing as right winger and João Felix in that central attacking midfield role. Finalmente in his comfort zone. Meanwhile, Pulisic was relegated to the bench and, in midfield, the Gianni Reinders played deeper alongside Fofana, acting almost like a regista. The first big moment came very early in the match. Jimenez had a golden opportunity to put Milan ahead thanks to a brilliant run and pass from Musa, but he missed. And you could just feel it. It was one of those warning signs that it wasn't going to be Milan's night. Musa, though, was a real standout. His energy and drive were crucial, even if his pass completion rate was a bit low. But let's be honest, he was one of the few who really tried to break through Bologna's defense. Now, parliamo della difesa. So, Milan's backline was shaky to say the least. They switched between a 4-4-2 high block and a mid block. But that defensive high line, very risky. Bologna clearly had a plan, going direct whenever possible. We saw it on a lot of occasions, especially in the 7th, 10th and 36th minute of the first half, with those long balls exposing Milan's lack of stability at the back. The back four just didn't shift together properly, leaving spaces that Bologna didn't hesitate to exploit. Bologna's pressing wasn't a problem for Milan. Every time Milan tried to play out from the back, Bologna stepped up aggressively, especially when the ball went wide to the fullbacks. Milan managed to break through a few times, like when Leao found Felix with a through ball, but those moments were really rare. The goal, though, was a beauty in its simplicity. A long ball forward, Jimenez using his physicality to flick it on, and Rafa Leao finishing it off. It was a bit ironic, right? Milan scoring with the same direct approach that Bologna was using. But after that, it was all downhill for Milan. The Rossoneri just couldn't create enough clear chances. Musa and Jovic late in the second half had a couple of shots, but Bologna stayed solid. Then came the killer blow for Milan. A simple throw-in, un momento di pura distrazione, and Bologna punished them. It's mistakes like these that make you question Milan's focus, especially in games that are so crucial for Champions League qualification. And with competition for the top spots tightening, this defeat could really cause them. Insomma, Milan have a lot to fix, especially that high defensive line and the lack of bite up front. If they want to secure a top 4 spot, Conceição needs to find soluzioni veloci. That's all from my end. Stay tuned because we'll be breaking down more of these technical issues in the next episodes. Grazie mille for listening and ci sentiamo alla prossima.